This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, the Southwest News Herald, Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Waking up to the new world of a Cubs pennant. October 27, 2016, Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers. I've always loved the Chicago Cubs, ever since I was a kid on the south side of Chicago, where most of my neighbors were all diehard White Sox fans. Still, maybe my love was with the Cubs name, but I admired its players and fell in love with one of the greatest baseball parks in America, Wrigley Field. Cheering for the Cubs to win the pennant has always been fun, in a large part because they have always fallen short. It's been 108 years since their last World Series victory, 1908, and 71 years since winning their last pennant, 1945. The Chicago Cubs were the underdogs of baseball, and maybe that helped Cubs fans survive the losses and a mythical curse many claimed as the excuse. The underdog is a powerful symbol of determination, persistence, and stubbornness. I'm definitely an underdog fan, especially in politics, but my love came from the popular Underdog animated TV series from the 1960s. There's no need to fear, Underdog is here. The proud and powerful, yet humble and lovable, Shoeshine Boy cartoon doggy would declare as he quickly turned into a superhero who saved people. The underdog saving people. It's a heartwarming theme that kept Cubs fans' hearts warm for more than 108 years in this country. The Chicago Cubs changed that last night on October 22, 2016, a day that will go down in history as one of the great days in American baseball. They won the national championship and the 2016 pennant. The Chicago Cubs defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers in 6 games, and the clincher was at Wrigley Field on Saturday night when Chicago's team shut out the Dodgers and their over-ballyhooed, fearsome Goliath of a pitcher, Clayton Kershaw. In my eyes, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Kyle Hendricks are today's Mickey Mantles and Roger Maris's, the heroes of my boyhood. Ernie Banks, who lived in Pill Hill, a few blocks away from where I grew up on Chicago's southeast side in the 1960s, was also right down the street from another underdog powerhouse, Muhammad Ali, and Ron Santo and power hitter Billy Williams. The faces changed many times. Great pitcher Fergie Jenkins and players Randy Hudley and power hitter Glenn Beckert. We saw all the names come and go, dogged under the shadow of an excuse, a hyped-up curse. When the Cubs refused to allow Greek immigrant and bar owner Billy Sianis bring his goat into the 1945 World Series game, he vexed them with an old-world Middle Eastern curse. The Cubs lost the World Series to the Detroit Tigers, and it's been drought ever since. Columnist Mike Royko, who I knew and worked with, glommed onto the story told by the goat owner's nephew, Sam Sianis, at the Billy Goat Tavern under Michigan Avenue, where Royko and his adoring entourage of journalist pals sat eating burgers and drinking beer. I went there often. Billy Sianis was an entrepreneur and super promoter who once petitioned Chicago Mayor Richard J. Daley for the first liquor license for the moon. Roycal later wrote that it was all in good fun, a typical Chicago good story, or good story, as my City Hall journalism mentor would put it, the late Harry Golden Jr. It was the only believable explanation for the Cubs' failures. Underdogs are often shouldered with the burden of a nonsensical myth. The Cubs are playing the Cleveland Indians, who are in a mini slump of their own, having not won a World Series since 1948. Just no curse. Winning the World Series is great. Playing in the World Series as the underdog is dynamic, electrifying, something that will charge up Cubs fans more than any other baseball or sports fan in the country. This is a new world where Chicago Cubs fans can lift up their heads with pride. They did what everyone said they couldn't do. It took a long time to get there, 71 years, and who knows if they'll win the World Series. The Cub has become the Bear, and not soon enough, ironically. I'm Ray Hanania. This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia, in Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening.